at, and it's a really cool trend to see.
Yeah, I suppose when you, a lot of people complain today about how every season has shit tons of anime and most of them are terrible, but I get the feeling that a lot of hidden gems slip on through, and it's quite possible that there are a lot of things like that back in, you know, the 90s, the early 2000s, that there are a few, you know, there's the classics, there's things that everybody remembers, you know, Cowboy Bebop, Gurren Lagann, fucking Samurai Flamenco.
Oh god, are we calling Gurren Lagann a classic now?
It is now.
Are we that old?
Oh, motherfucker, fuck. It's that old. Oh. You know, but there's the titles everybody remembers, and then you have the seasonal shit that might have been good, might have been whatever, didn't really stick on. Like, I was talking about a show this season that I really enjoyed, or last season that I really enjoyed and nobody really liked. I'm sure plenty of people have their own shows from the late 90s, early 2000s that feel the same. They feel the same way about that. That kind of thing is probably going to make a big resurgence over the next couple of years when people go through their old archives and go, damn, this was really good. Or they watch something and find out that it was really good and they just completely missed it at the time.
This reminds me of a really good book that I read recently. It's quite short, but it's quite dense. It's called Babbling Corpse. I think I've actually mentioned this on stream once. Babbling Corpse is about the rise of Vaporwave and the cultural significance of Vaporwave. And the crux of it is that modern capitalist society has reached a sort of terminus point where we're just collectively out of ideas because globalism and like the proliferation of big companies has caused like everything to be done. And just generally speaking, global culture is entering like a retrogression now where we constantly look backwards for ideas, which is why, like, you know, everything you see these days is a reboot, a remake, a spiritual right. successor, a reimagining, right. because like
nothing original under the sun.
They're just out of ideas. Right. And of course that specific book was about how Vaporwave itself is the commodification of that sort